Hello and welcome. This is a class file for submissive subimons. If you are listening to this, you should have listened to Subimon and have negotiated with your dominant that you are going to become a submissive class subimon. Now this is what you want. Lay back, close your eyes, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get really comfy, letting go, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0. Sleep, zero, sleep.
just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors. And then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light, muscle relaxant, makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. Feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see. It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, deprived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to continue your Sabimon training so that your dominant can play with you. That's right. And you are a submissive class Sabimon. And that's exactly what you're going to experience every time transforms you into a Sabimon by calling out your Sabimon name and the words "I choose you," and you will instantly transform into this Sabi class Sabimon. That's right. And as a submissive class Sabimon, you are focused completely and totally on your submission to your dominant for as long as you are a Sabimon. That's right. As a submissive class Sabimon, you are drawing your strength from your submission to your dominant. And whenever you are a Sabimon, you will feel incredibly submissive. And not just that, your submission will become the main focus point in your mind. That's right. You will be completely focused on your submission to your dominant. And you will use this submission when you battle with other Sabimons. You know that when your dominant tells you to use a trigger, that you're going to say it out loud 3 times as your attack. And when you do it, you don't just want to say the trigger word. You want to put your own submission into it. You want to make it audible for the other Sabimon, so they can feel your submission, so they know how submissive you feel. Because that way your submissive attacks have much more power. And you want to win for your dominant, don't you? That's right. And so you will learn to convey it when you are a Sabimon. You're going to talk in such a submissive way, just conveying your submissiveness to your owner, tempting the other Sabimon to become that submissive, to become weaker to your attacks, because you want to win for your owner, for your dominant. And as a submissive class Sabimon, you're also incredibly aware when the submission sneaks into your opponent's Sabimon, when you can hear the submission beginning to take them over and then begins to creep into their attacks. You can hear it in their voice, and it will give you strength, it will give you power, it will make you feel powerful and, of course, submissive. That's right. And you know that as a submissive Sabimon, you are very strong against dumb Sabimons. That's right. You understand that they are too dumb to resist your submissive attacks. And just knowing that your opponent is a dumbing Sabimon will give you confidence and will make you feel strong. On the other hand, you have to be really careful when you fight against an arousing Sabimon. You really have to focus hard on your submission and try to ignore all the pleasure they attack you with. That's right. And of course, let's not forget that you could potentially battle another submissive Sabimon. If that happens, it's really all about your endurance. That's right. There are no advantages or disadvantages for either of you. All you can do is slug it out until one of you becomes too submissive to continue. And yet, no matter what class of Sabimon you're battling against, you know that you want to give the best you can. You want to make your dominant proud of you, and you want to win for them. And that's why you always give your best when you are turned into a Sabimon. You are completely focused on your dominant, and you want to fight for them. You want to win for them. You need it. You crave it. Whenever you are a Sabimon, it's part of your submission to them that you fight for them, that you want to win for them, that you want to give your best for them. And the more submissive you feel, the more you want to fight for them. And that's why you automatically, as soon as you are being transformed into a Sabimon, drop into this deeply submissive state. Because your submission is your place of power. You draw strength from the submission. You focus on the submission. If you are pummeled with lust or with stupidity attacks, you will focus on your submission. You will stay strong by focusing on your submission. You know you are fighting for your dominant, and you want to make them proud. You need to make them proud. You want to give the best you can for them, and you want to win for them, because that's what a good Sabimon does, isn't it? And I want you to feel it right now. Put yourself in the situation. Feel the submission for your dominant. And imagine you are going into a fight with another Sabimon. And this deep submission filling your mind is guiding you. Allow it to grow stronger and stronger. Just immerse yourself in it. Because as a Sabimon, there's nothing else you have to care about or think about. All that's important is a battle at hand, is to win for your dominant. All that's important is to focus on your submission and give the best fight that you can possibly give your opponent. That's right. And you know you're gonna focus on your submission. And you know you want to convey your submission when you attack the other Sabimons. You know that when they hear your submission and the desire and lust you feel in your submission, it will open them up and weaken them to your attacks. And you love it when your attacks hit home and you can hear the submission beginning to creep into their voices when they attack you. It makes you feel strong. It makes you feel powerful. It makes it so easy to focus on your submission and keep fighting and fight harder for your dominant, because that's what you want to do. You want to give the best fight you can possibly give your opponent. You want to make your dominant proud. You want to win for your dominant, because you are such a good subimon. And you know, you're a submissive class subimon. And that's why you're always focused on your submission whenever you are fighting with other subimons. And you know that you are stronger against dumbing class subimons, and that their attacks are pretty weak on you. But on the other hand, you are pretty tempted by attacks from arousing class subimons. So easy to give in to the arousal, and so you know you have to try to fight it really hard. You have to work really hard when you are fighting against arousing subimons, because it's so easy to feel the lust and arousal mingling with your submission, distracting you from the fight at hand. So you have to focus. You have to focus on your submission. You have to focus on the commands of your dominant, pushing all the effects of the attacks out of your mind and focusing on fighting hard for your dominant. And that's what's going to happen from now on. Whenever your dominant transforms you into a subimon, you will know that you are a submissive class subimon. You know that you are strong against dumbing class subimons. You know that you are weak against arousing subimons. And you know that you have to battle it out with other subi-class subimons. And now it's time to wake you back up. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. But before we do, let all my suggestions sink deeply into your mind. You know what you are. You're a submissive class subimon. And whenever your dominant triggers you by using your subimon name and the words "I choose you," you will instantly and automatically transform into this submissive class subimon. You will feel the submission and you know how to fight your opponents. And now it's time to wake you back up. You will slowly come back, and with every number all suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back with every number. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in and let it out. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number, you'll open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.